Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoy this message by Kathy Teal. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
In 1915, the poet Robert Frost wrote a poem titled "The Road Not Taken." It became quite famous with recognizable phrases that pull easily out of it, like this one. "I took the road less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." I thought of this poem as I was working on this sermon and reading the scripture passage for today. These first few verses of the book of Jeremiah are also familiar to us, with phrases we all know well. The scripture is a comforting one used in baptisms and funerals. It reminds us that we are not alone and that we never have been alone. God's words to Jeremiah are for all of us. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I knew you." What an awesome and sacred statement uttered by the one we know to be love and peace, all-powerful, all-knowing, and ever-present. "I knew you, I know you, and I will always be with you." The Jeremiah to whom God speaks these words is a boy, immature, undeveloped, seeking and searching. And yet God acknowledges to this child that God has known him forever. Forever. God is not talking about Jeremiah the boy at this point, though he is speaking to Jeremiah the boy. God is referencing back to the time before Jeremiah had legs and arms and lips. God is reminding Jeremiah that he is more than just a human person. He is a soul. This is the part of Jeremiah that God has known forever, the part that always has been and always will be, the inner essence of Jeremiah that we all have, our spirit, our soul. And Jeremiah the boy speaks back, respectfully, but still he questions God. "I am only a boy. I am just the flesh and blood of my body. But this is not the entire truth." God answers him, "Do not say I am only a boy. You are more. You have God within you, Jeremiah. You do have the physical body, but you are also a soul connected to God in a deeper way than your body can ever be. I have always known you." God has appointed Jeremiah as a prophet to speak to the nations. Prophets, as we know, are often misheard, unheard, ridiculed, and killed. Yet they continue to be called by God to do the job of speaking the word of God. They walk that road less taken, and they do their very best to show us where that road begins. Now, this can be misleading, because if we look for a specific start, we don't always find the one we are told to look for. There is no one road that works for everyone. The good news is, whichever road you choose, God is always with you. At the beginning of your life and at the end, God is with you. Even when you don't want to be on that road with God, even on those days when you have had enough of trying to be the one God calls you to be, thank you very much, Even when you are frustrated by others and depressed by the broken and harmful systems, even when you step away from God, God will always be awaiting your return, and God will always love you, even in those moments that you do not love God. God loves you before, during, and after your lifetime. The road analogy I'm using comes from this Robert Frost poem. This poem, it turns out, is the result of a frustrated poet playing a joke on a friend. Robert Frost wrote this poem for another poet, his pal and walking companion, Edward Thomas. Frost says that after they walked, Thomas would lament the choice he had made when they had come to a fork in the road. This was after the fact, of course, at the end of the walk, when he wondered what would have happened if they had gone the other way. Choose wisely the path you take, the road you walk, the way you live. God does not lay out a specific roadmap for us, but God does invite us to listen. And when we listen, we are more able to make an educated decision about where and how we go. Listen to God speaking to you in your life. At first, God might not be speaking to you as dramatically as God spoke to Jeremiah, but be open and pay attention. God works with each of us in the way that makes most sense to us, in the moment, in our lives. So watch for the way God may be speaking to you. Learning to listen to God is like learning a language, be it American Sign Language, French, English, Swahili, or Braille. We all have to start at the beginning. God uses our own language. God uses our own life experience to communicate with us. God knows us each and all and knows the way to reach us. Like what happened to a friend of mine. She was in the grocery store one day, and as she looked over the produce, she heard a voice distinctly saying to her, "Buy the peppers." She was confused because even though the peppers in front of her were beautifully, brightly colored and looked delicious, she knew she had peppers in the fridge at home. She did not need any peppers. So she went on her way and left the produce section. And she heard the voice again, "Buy the peppers." Her mind took her through the reasons not to buy the peppers. She did not need them. She knew she had some in the fridge at home. She did not understand what was going on. She finished her shopping and went home. Later that day, when she went to prepare her dinner of stuffed peppers, she got the peppers from the fridge, and when she cut into the first one, she found that it was rotten and could not be used. All of the peppers from the fridge were rotten. My friend recognizes this experience as God opening a line of communication with her. Though this was a benign interaction, it was the start of her trusting God's voice. The beginning of my friend finding her way with God in a relationship that, though old to her soul, is new and different to most of us in our human being. My friend and Jeremiah have a lot in common. I am only a boy. I have peppers at home. And look what happens when they each listened. They learned more about themselves and more about God. Robert Frost's poem begins, "Two roads diverged in a wood. From the start of this poem, he names the human experience of choice. We have a continuing choice of which way to go. This poem reminds us that it really does not matter if we lament the choice. Learn from it and move on. Keep going. Use the result of your previous decision to inform your next. Opportunities abound in this world, and we will all make choices that seem like a great idea in the moment. And sometimes they turn out to be perhaps not so much the best way we could have gone. But guess what? More good news, because God is still with you. God is there when we say, I can't do this. And God helps us find a way that we can, or a way that whatever this is, isn't so overwhelming for us. God helps us by speaking to us, yes, you can, by offering us other ways, by opening us and the people around us to new relationships that will help and sustain us on this road, whichever one we take. Jeremiah took the road of listening to God, and he did not necessarily always do the will of God throughout his life, but he listened and he paid attention. This is our example. Listen and pay attention to how God speaks to you. Find your way, like my friend, and know that God will work with you to figure out the best way for you to be. We all know that communication is more than the spoken word, the heard word, the written word, or the read word. Communication happens in our hearts. It happens in our souls. We are born from God, light from light, love from love. And this part of our being, called our soul, is the part that holds God's light and love. It is a transmitter of sorts, a wavelength, if you will. Our souls are mentioned and noted throughout the Bible. First thing, Genesis 2:7. God's breath made Adam a living soul. Before that, Adam was only the dust of the earth. I knew you before you were formed. You are my breath. The Psalms are full of ways the writer's souls praise God. And before his birth, Mary, the mother of Jesus, sings, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." These are solid and continuing references and testimonials to the soul of our life, a pure connection to God, something so ethereal and intangible, and yet, like God, ever present and continuing on after death. Your soul, that deep part of God within you, informs your heart and your mind. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Pay attention to your soul and how it works within you to help you make those choices that will affect your heart and your mind. Being in touch with your soul can be as simple or as challenging as taking some time throughout your day to be in prayer. Speak to God. Tell God your hopes, your dreams, your disappointments. Cry to God with your anguish, your despair, and your frustrations. Laugh and share with God some of the silly parts of your day. Strengthen the line of communication with God that is your soul. God has known you always. Listen to your soul. Listen to God speaking to you. Honor the ways God speaks to others. Take the road well traveled. Take the road less traveled. God is with you as you go, and God loves you unconditionally, always. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.